Welcome inside Canada Life Center. I'm Jamie Thomas, along with Sarah Oleski. Welcome to Ground Control Live, ahead of game number five here from the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. No pressure on the home team for this one. And so we are going to get right into setting the scene. How is everything doing tonight? We'll take a look at the chat. And thank you so much, Sandy Marie, for saying hello to Sarah and to myself. So tell us how you're feeling heading to game five as the Jets face elimination. Going into this game here tonight at Canada Life Center. So Christopher feeling very positive heading into this one. We will get into the contest giveaway here momentarily, not just yet, and we will give the code word while we tell you about the contest giveaway because it's a great package. We'll talk about that momentarily. So as we look through how everybody's feeling, Tristan says just win tonight. That's how you stay in it for another day and prove this isn't, as you say right there, but I think win, please. All right. No, I'm not going to read the rest of that one. Also, hate to say, not going to read that either. But so
how are you feeling going into tonight?
That's JT. A good place to start, Sarah. So I think we've had this conversation. I'm like, you're going on that plane to Denver tomorrow, Sarah, because I just feel like this is that opportunity for the team to prove they have it, right? It's just like, you want to see some fight from this group. We're going to see some fight from this group, and I believe it will be there tonight. A lot of great things were said yesterday from Adam Lowry, and certainly I'll comment him from a little bit later in the show, but I think Rick Bowness said it best when he was like, we can talk about this all we want, we just have to do it on the ice, and I think that's the best evaluation. So how are you feeling ahead of game number five, Sarah?
Wouldn't you know, so five games in now into this, you and I are starting to get really in sync, because JT, that was the line that I had from Rick Bowness yesterday as well. So the Jets did not skate yesterday. It was an off day for them. And I had asked him about it. He said that this would have been eight straight days on the ice for them. So they needed to have the day off. Great for everyone to be able to reset. But he did say, we can say this and make all the correct comments and tell you all of the things you want to hear. But everything will be decided on what our eyes tell us tomorrow, not our ears. And I think that it is such a great line. And I think that we're going to learn a lot about this Winnipeg Jets tonight. We have seen the success that they have had this season. We know that the talent that they have as well. It's a matter of them coming out and putting it out there on the ice and in front of all their fans. And you know that this building is going to be alive tonight. People will be nervous. Yes, that is understandable. But this should be a great atmosphere here tonight. And we know that the Winnipeg Jets, in front of a home crowd, certainly have the ability to be able to extend their season.
And we're going to hear from Mark Scheifele, who had a chat with Sarah on the Jets bench a little bit later in this show as well. What has been the missing ingredient, Sarah? I'll ask you first. We'll go quickly, and fans, feel free to chip in a little bit. What you feel the missing ingredient has been, within reason, please, and thank you. Sarah, what's been missing in your opinion?
Yes, we would like this to be a G-rated show, please. Yes. This is afternoon. It's only 12:30. We want everyone to be in line, please. Well, you just look at the way that the team played during the regular season, and that is not the structure that we have seen throughout the first four games of this series and what they were able to have success with, that defensive game that everyone had bought into as well. They were able to get their offense. I know it's a cliche, good defense leads to offense, but we saw that. But we also saw them able to lock things down. And that's something that we haven't obviously been able to see throughout this series so far. They went 34 games, everyone, if you remember, allowing three or fewer goals. Mm-hmm. They have left, and I've seen a lot of the narrative out there regarding Connor Hellebuck and people's frustrations for it. When you look at the opportunities that have been granted to the Colorado Avalanche, these games could have been much more lopsided had Connor not played the way that he had and not made those saves, especially early on. And so he needs help. And we know that they can do it. There is a reason why it wasn't just Lauren Brossoit and Connor Hellebuck that won the Jennings. I'll say both of them. It wasn't just because of their play. It was because of the play in front of them as well. We need to see more of that structure, and we need them to shoot the puck. That's something we haven't seen enough of either, in terms of the offensive side of the game. What about you?
So I think a little bit would take us into the example of things they've done well in the regular season that they haven't done in the postseason. I think, you know, Rick Bowness said at the end of game number four is taking care of the puck. The puck management part plays a large role into what Colorado has done to the Jets in this series. So if you turn the puck over at the Avalanche blue line, that feeds into their transition game, and which has been having the Jets have had a hard time slowing down. But if you feed into it it's even more challenging to slow down. It's hard enough as it is with the speed the Colorado Avalanche bring to you, but they've got to do a lot better job of taking care of the puck. And I'm going to throw out the most obvious thing is you cannot take penalties. As much as you want to fault the penalty kill in this one, the Avalanche power play is as good as it gets and extremely challenging to slow down. So puck management, and of course, obviously discipline. I know the low-hanging fruit in that situation, Sarah, but that's what I think is a great example of things that they haven't done in the postseason that they were so successful with in the regular season. So let's take a look back at the series board coming up. Jets obviously win game 1-7-6 and what was a score fest and highly entertaining, obviously, and then have now dropped the last three straight to the Colorado Avalanche, both games in Denver as well. As they come home, Mark Scheifele referring to our great fans. Our fans here are tremendous, and they will serve a big purpose in getting the Jets ready to go for this game here this evening. So let's go into the contest, everybody. I know you've been waiting for this. Before we get in the lineup, today's prize, tickets to Game 5. Come live the whiteout live here at Canada Life Center. That's part of it. And we've got two posters to give away. These bad boys have been very popular so far. We got Nikolaj Ehlers and, of course, Mark Scheifele will be the other poster, very similar to one. Actually, I'm pointing to the Lowry poster. It's the Scheifele one. Very hard to do the over the shoulder when you're reversed on the screen, but I'm doing the best I can. So that is the prize package we have for you. The code word, I'm going to give it to you right now because we want people to enter into the contest right away, is must win. That is the password today. Must win. Link will be in the chat. Good luck to everybody. We'll announce the winner of this prize package at the end of the show.
Yes. So don't go anywhere because yes, you're going to win.
There's the link.
Obviously,
there's the link. There's the link.
Be able to hear whether or not you've got the winning, whether or not you're winning this package, which again should be great to be able to have the opportunity to be in the building here tonight. Can you share any barbecue recipes?
That is the last question we thought was going to be asked on the show today, but thank you for originality there, William. Thanks, William.
You know what? That's in the off season, which we hope isn't going to for a while. It's going to be my barbecue show, like Matt Dunigan had one way back in the day as well.
I would pay to watch that.
That Matt Dunigan barbecue or me?
You like doing your barbecue recipes like that's
yeah.
That's must-see, you know, TV.
Put bacon on a smoker. That's about where I
out.
But I highly, highly recommend that. There's my tip of the day for you all. Let's get into the news of the day, obviously. Morning skate, very well attended today. Just the players that you would expect to not be on the ice that were injured weren't there. But you take, yes, it was quiet, though. I expected it maybe to be a little bit louder, but everybody very focused, obviously, with what the task at hand was going to be. Let's take a look at what the lines are, because this is what everybody was waiting to see. We knew that there were going to be changes. Rick Bowness said that much right after the game 4 in Denver. And you look at the changes that he's made. So let's start quickly at the top. Nikolaj Ehlers moving up with Scheifele and Vilardi. Cole Perfetti drawing in for the first time. That should make a number of fans quite happy because I know that they have been clamoring to see the youngster get his opportunity with the 19 goals that he had during this season. The Lowry line remains intact. And then you see Tyler Toffoli move down onto Gustafson's line on that fourth line. Gus drawing back in as well. And we will also see Colin Miller on the blue line. So lots of changes. That was something that was a hot topic after the game in Denver, with comments from Mark Scheifele again, as well as Rick Bowness. So let's originally thoughts on it, JT?
Okay, so Rick did say there was going to be changes yesterday. Performance base was one of the quotes that he said at Hockey for All Center in the Jets dressing room there. I mean, you haven't scored a lot in the last three games, so you have to do something. And, you know, Ehlers, Scheifele, Vilardi has worked before. Perfetti has played with Kyle Connor and Sean Monahan before. So there is your top six, two lines that have had success before. And why not? Cole Perfetti has to play in the top six, especially in his playoff debut. You have to put him in a place where he's going to be successful. So I'm good with that. Tyler Toffoli has played with Alex Iafallo in Los Angeles. Dave Gustafson has played very well in this series as well. So I like that fourth line. But the key part here is I like Colin Miller going back on the right side on the third defense pairing with Nate Schmidt. Has a lot of playoff experience. Nothing to do with Logan Stanley, but I think I'm quite comfortable where this lineup is right now because, as Rick Bowness said, we haven't scored a lot. We got to try something here. Your thoughts, Sarah?
Well, I like the changes, and I do like bringing. I was surprised, to be honest, that Miller didn't go in for instead of Stanley for game four. But you can make all the changes that you want. And look, I think that it's great to see Cole Perfetti get an opportunity. This is his first NHL postseason game. He hasn't played a playoff game since he was a rookie with Saginaw. Like, he was back in 2019 so that he's played, and he's excited. He talked about that today, about the opportunity. He felt confident at the end of the season with the way that he was playing, and he's looking to carry that into it. But do I think that he is the savior to answer all of their problems that they have had up to this point in the series? No, I think that's putting way too much pressure on him and way too much expectations on him. But at the end of the day, this comes down to execution, regardless of what you think of the lines, of what you think of the plans that they have, if they have made adjustments in terms of forecheck, their structure. If you do not play with structure, you are not going to beat this Colorado team. And we all know that the fourth win of a series is the most challenging win to get. But this is a Colorado team that also is experienced and that has spoken about the mindset that they have, that this is, they are all in. They are waiting to be able to try to eliminate the Jets. So to me, the structure has to be adhered to. We've seen it have success. And yes, playoff hockey is very different. But I think that that's going to be key for the Jets tonight.
Yeah, Sandy, good point, too. Also, 150 shots in three games should not be put on Helly. So I think you touched on it a little bit earlier, too, Sarah. It's just like, it's great that you want Helly to stay, Connor Hellebuck to steal a game, but the opportunities that those point blank, those grade A scoring opportunities have been a lot for any goaltender to handle in this league. And I think Mike Kelly, who's very astute in the world of extra stats, he put out a great tweet today a little bit earlier. So the Jets have outscored the Avalanche 4-3 with MacKinnon and Rantanen on the ice at 5v5. Goals are 3-3 with MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Makar on the ice. The Avs line that has feasted the most is their second line of Parisi, Mittelstadt, and Lehkonen. They've been highly successful in this series, despite only starting the offensive zone 19% of the time. So that is that transition game that is working to Colorado's favor, which also ties in the original point earlier about you can't feed into their transition game and turn pucks over at the line. So that second line with Casey Mittelstadt, who was an addition at the trade deadline for the Colorado Avalanche from the Buffalo Sabres, has been huge in this series and a big reason why Colorado's up 3-1 going into game five here tonight.
Well, also, JT, I want to say that going back to the structure point, so Casey Mittelstadt had said yesterday when he was speaking in Denver at their media availability, he was talking about Arturi Lehkonen, and he said, Lecky's done a good job getting open. I feel like somehow he's open all the time. And I think that if you're watching the game, it looks like he's open all the time. This goes back to the structure. And I see a lot of people, again, saying that you need Brossoit to go in. You want him to win. Lauren Brossoit, with what the quality of chances that the Winnipeg Jets have been giving up, Lauren Brossoit is not going to have a different result than what Connor Hellebuck has, regardless of what a great season he's had. This team needs to play more structured in front of their goaltenders. And I think that that's what we're looking for and expecting to see tonight.
Brass Bonanza, great comment. I won't mind a low, boring, low event game if it means the Jets clamp down and play their defense first hockey, which I think they played to perfection in Dallas. So it's not like it's like that long ago that Winnipeg played that perfect game, defensive structured game, and just waiting for the other team to make mistakes in that 3-0 win in Dallas on the Jets' last road trip of the regular season. So thank you very much for those comments. Keep them coming. And so I think we've gone over one thing we haven't really touched on. So Rick Bowness talked about, asked him how they're feeling going into the game, and he said just recently, just had a good meeting with the players. They know we need to play with more discipline. Paraphrasing this word for word, there's not one guy in that room that is ready to call it a season. So that's what you want to hear. That's what, you know, clearly that's how you want to feel about this. That's how you want the Jets players to approach this game. So I can tell you right now, these guys do not want to go home. They do not want this to be over. They want to be boarding a plane tomorrow to go to Denver for game six of this series with a big performance tonight. Kelly, good answer. Question, why do you think the team structure keeps falling off? I think that plays into what I said a little bit earlier, is feeding their transition game. But the Jets are getting away from the game that made them successful. So maybe that 7-6 game plays a role in this, that you can win with a lot of offense. Maybe you feel that Alexander Georgiev can't steal a game in this series. He hasn't been huge per se, but when the opportunities
are tested,
exactly,
not to the extent that you would expect or that you need to test him. He's made key saves, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So has Connor Hellebuck, but they have not tested him enough. When we have seen him tested, we've seen, you look at some of the shaky goals that he had. You've got to be able to continue to get pressure on him. I also think that one of the things that Rick Bonus said was that urgency, they want to play with it. And again, paraphrasing, but you don't want to go overboard and run all over the ice. That is how sometimes they have found themselves getting into trouble as well. And you mentioned earlier, they have to stay out of the box when you're going up against a potent power play the way that Colorado is, but then also with the struggles that the Jets PK has had so far throughout this series.
And you have to wonder for Cole Perfetti, Sarah, like that late start time. Like, it's bad enough that you're waiting all day to make your playoff debut, but having to wait till 8:30, 8:45, 8:50 for the puck to drop. Rick Bonus said he's nervous. He's going to be nervous, and we're going to have conversations with him before the game to keep those nerves down, just play your game. But, man, for to wait that long to make your playoff debut is going to be extremely challenging for Cole Perfetti. Thank you, Mary. Hope new Lions get some goals. We all do, and that's certainly the opportunity that's in front of the Winnipeg Jets tonight. One more time, let's take a look at the contest information. We'll throw it up. It is a couple of tickets to tonight's game, the Nikolaj Ehlers, Mark Scheifele poster prize pack. The code word is must win, even though that's words, but it's must win. And make sure you click on the link to discover where you have to go to type in that code word to enter yourself into this contest on the way. So we've talked about helping Connor Hellebuck. I think we've covered that. Sarah, you had an opportunity earlier today to speak to Mark Scheifele. Take us through that.
Yeah, just a short while ago. So I had the opportunity, as we always do, to be able to grab a player beforehand just to ask them about their thoughts going into this game. And obviously, Mark plays such a key role and has to play a key role with the Winnipeg Jets tonight if they are going to be able to extend this series to at least game six. And so it was about, let's say about an hour 15 ago, Jamie, if we're wanting to get really specific.
At 11:30 Central Time, I walked under the bench with Mark Scheifele.
You know, when my mom leaves messages for me, because she still leaves messages, she gives the precise time. It's never 11:30.
All about the details.
11:30. Hello, Sarah. It's 11:33. I'm calling you right now.
It's your mother calling.
That's right.
In case you haven't heard my voice for the last 40 years.
100%. Or you don't have call display or anything like that. But anyways, I had the chance to talk with number 55 just a little while ago. Mark, here we are, the morning of game five in this series. What are the emotions for you going into this game here tonight?
I think you just got to treat it like a regular game. You know, you can't ramp yourself up too much. We know it's at stake. We know there's got to be desperation in our game, but you just got to treat it like a regular game and do what you usually do to get prepared. And then once we see our fans, we know we'll be ready to rock.
What does desperation look like?
I don't know if there's the exact thing. It's just it's actually a pretty vague term, but when your season's on the line. There's got to be a few extra efforts out there, whether it's just get a puck out, whether it's get a shot on net, whether it's the block shot, whatever it is, it's we need everyone to give a little more.
When looking at Nikolaj Ehlers, it looks like he's going to start up a line for you alongside Gabe Vilardi as well. For what is it that you're hoping that your line can generate?
I think, we got to put pucks in behind them. We got to get some more sustained ozone time. Obviously they're fantastic off the rush. They're good at fronting pucks. They're good at doing a lot of things in the D zone. So I think a big thing for us is to get sustained pressure, to get them working, tire them out a little bit. And obviously when we get some chances off the rush to make them pay.
Thanks so much for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Sarah.
So when you hear desperation, he wasn't expecting me to ask him to clarify exactly what desperation looks like. In your mind, what does that sort of hockey need to look like tonight for the Jets?
Well, I think they played with a lot of that during the regular season with their structure. But I think now, Adam Lowry pointed that out yesterday, if you have to take an extra couple of steps to get onto a guy instead of using your stick, which leads to penalties, that's it. And then Neil Pionk said this yesterday, we got to block a few more shots. So it's just those little extra things, paying the price. You want those a lot of ice bags in the dressing room after the game, after a win tonight, because that just tells you that you pushed that little extra effort or that desperation in your game and able to help you to win, because they're, you know, they're in a tough spot right now. But we've all seen before, and the message has been clear, you just start to, you know, like just chip away one game at a time and then worry about how, if you start thinking about, oh man, we got to win three straight against Colorado, then it's going to get look overwhelming to you, but you start tonight and that's a good direction where you want to go at this point.
And we've seen teams come back from the 3-1 deficit before. Look at last season with the Boston Bruins, who were up 3-1 and ended up losing that series. And you know that there's going to be a lot of talk about that, or there continues to be with that series, because that's the scenario that they find themselves in right now, up 3-1 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we have seen teams be able to come back from it before, but obviously you look at the effort that you need to see from the Winnipeg Jets tonight. And we've seen a number of people make comments in the chat saying that you need to leave it all out on the ice. And I think that's, regardless of how tonight ends up, I think that that's what you need to be able to say about this Winnipeg Jets team.
Kelsey, I'm calling out Jets fans tonight for not being loud enough. That second game, you didn't do your part. Now, Kelsey, I will say this. The late starts don't help on a Tuesday. The Sunday, like 8:50 puck drop is not very, you know, it doesn't help a lot when everybody has to go to work the next. But Sunday, the 6 o'clock start, people are at their best. But I believe Jets fans will be top notch here tonight to help out the Jets and give them that little extra energy that's required to help them extend this series to a 6th game.
In case you couldn't tell, Kelsey, JT and I are really big fans of 1 p.m. games.
Yeah.
Because at 8:50, I mean, we've ingested a fair amount of coffee in order to be able to keep the energy levels high as well. So
8:50, usually during the regular season, Sarah, we're like on our way downstairs for post game. Usually,
that's right. That's right.
I mean, it's a little earlier than usually go, but the 8:50 drop does not help at all. So, but lots of time for everybody tonight. I'm sure Jets fans will bring that same desperation that the players will here in this game, fifth game. That word almost slipped out. It didn't happen. Forget it. Strike it from the
there
record.
There you go. There will be Colorado. More. If you look behind me, I don't know if I'm. I mean, so they're still there. They have wrapped up just the scratches that remain out on the ice with some of their coaches. And so looking to see whether or not there's any changes with respect to Colorado, although I wouldn't expect them, but they have spoken a lot recently about the commitment to team defense. And part of the reason that you've been able to see the turnaround after game one, and Georgiev has spoken about that the job that they have done in front of him, something that we would like to see echoed on this side. And Jared Bednar's, the depth that they've picked up at the deadline paying off. They've been tenacious. They've played with simplicity in their game as well. And as I referenced earlier, you know that the fourth win is always the most challenging win to get in a series. But this is a team that says that they are working as a five-man unit. They have that killer instinct. They believe that they do, and that the mentality of the team right now is to get this done, that they will not allow themselves to get comfortable, with Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar leading the way.
More comments spilling in. Chris, you got this, Jets. You can do it. Katie, you lost your voice at game two. Perfect. Lose your voice again tonight if you're coming in tonight. See, somebody did pay the price in game number two. Corey, this will be my first playoff game ever. Hoping for a big W. Go Jets, go. So thank you so much. 5-2 for the good guys from Jet Centric. Yeah. But I mean, we want you to lose your voice tonight if you are indeed coming here this evening. And we know for a fact we have two people that didn't know they were coming to tonight's game. We'll be for game five, because that is part of our prize package giveaway. A reminder, after we are done, make sure you go to Winnipeg Sports Talk with Hustler. He will continue to get you set for game number five of this series. Always a great show. And they are clearly fans of our friends of the program that we have going on here. So the password is must win. The link, put it in there, put it in, enter. We'll have our name of the winner here before we sign off here today.
In about one minute.
Oh, 1 minute we're going to sign off?
Well, in about 1 minute, we're going to announce the winner. So
okay.
Everyone,
I like
stay
it.
Tuned as we get through. As we look to wrap things up, though, because we do want to make sure that everybody has time to be able to not only learn if they are the winners and make plans to be able to come down here to Canada Life Center tonight, but also we want to get everybody over, as you mentioned, to Winnipeg Sports Talk, where you know that Huss and Remus will continue to set you up for tonight's game and continue the conversation. I do want to make mention that you can always into Winnipeg Jets website. We've got you covered when it comes to your playoff information, as well as on our social media channels. A lot of great Jets content. Hopefully you guys have been taking part and watching our runway series. We continue along with that. Home ice, JT, you've got everybody set up for the game and afterwards as well on the website. So we've got you covered. Make sure that you continue to tune in, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to continue to do this for a game six and hopefully a game seven as well.
As much as I was grumbling about it, Sarah, after game one, having to go talk to the people, the intoxicated people out in the whiteout.
Now I miss it.
So like I was grumbling about it. And now I'm like, that's a great part of my life. My children were watching the video. They're like, Dad, this is pretty funny. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I've been waiting patiently.
You are now. You've gone totally up in their eyes. I'm like, Dad is so awesome.
They still don't know what I do for a living, but it doesn't matter. I go out and talk. There it is. There's that.
Oh,
is
the memories.
See, flashback. Like we could play like the sing song. That guy. That guy's my favorite.
This guy. He became a legend in the city of Winnipeg. Yeah.
If we could just find out what his name was.
Just looking to high five someone. Yeah. That's all he wanted to do.
He wants to high five somebody when it's 7-5 Jets in the third period. That's all they really want. So,
all right. Well, hopefully wherever he is watching from tonight, he gets to high five someone as well. Are we ready to announce the winner?
I would hope so.
Okay. Here we go. The winner coming to game five tonight to see the Winnipeg Jets extend this series is Jen Rempel.
Jen, also,
congratulations. You get the Mark Scheifele and Nikolaj Ehlers posters, which have been very popular so far. So congratulations, Jen. Thanks so much for logging on and watching and interacting with all of us here as well. It's been a lot of fun doing that. So you will be contacted very shortly, Jen. Congratulations. So I love the people that say congratulations to Jen as well.
Classy.
It is. This Winnipeg, I love Winnipeg fans.
Friendly Manitoba.
Guys are great. That's right. All right. We are going to get you over to Huss's show, though, and JT and I have to go get some coffee. We're on a very strict regimen to be able to make it through tonight. So every
I'm
going to
go do 100 pull-ups, Sarah. 100 pull-ups. 1,000 push-ups. I'm ready.
Yeah, well, that's just a day. It's just the average day in the life of Jamie Thomas, is it not?
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone, enjoy the game. We look forward to seeing you before game six as well. Take care.